Hi, everybody. How are you doing tonight? Welcome and thank you for joining us for Nom Watch Review, part of the Nom Talk Network. On this show, we review the latest film drop, or like we are tonight, a throwback celebrating a milestone while eating and drinking our favorite movie snacks. Don't forget that we have merch. You can find our shop in the About section on Twitch, and subscribers to our Twitch channel do get discounts. I am your host, Jennifer, and right now I am enjoying some waffles delige, little sugary waffles because I am a gremlin. And I am also enjoying a hard root beer because it was just one of those days at work today. These are not at all related to the movie. Unfortunately, I don't have any Thumbelina or fairy sized food in my house. We are grown-ups here. It's just a sad fact. I would love to introduce my guests today. I have Yaya, Liza, and Brian. Liza, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're snacking on tonight.
Hi, my name's Liza Dean, and I have a smorgasbord of things here. I have a little, these are just green apples with that are still in the cutter. And I have this beautiful salmon bowl that was actually made for me by Brian. So I have to give credit. Incredible.
Awesome. Brian, how about you?
Me, I'm Brian Peterson. You can find me at Wayward Scientist on all the social stuff. And tonight I'll be right now I'm currently enjoying some cutie slices and ice water because I'm severely dehydrated from not drinking enough water today.
It was a warm one today too. Yeah. Yaya, what's your snack tonight?
So today's a little bit more simple. It's just a couple of like some ribs and kimchi. I
Oh.
have a wedding to go to this week and I need to not indulge. But I'm also
Understand.
drinking a little juice box of apple jasmine tea.
Oh, nice. That sounds good.
Ooh. It's really good.
That does sound nice.
Yeah.
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 Now I'm regretting no tea. All right. Before we start, I also do want to remind everyone we are still fundraising for the Trevor Project with our goal of $200. So if you can, you know, any little bit helps. And it is a great, wonderful, worthy cause.
Oh, yeah.
Now, on to the show. Tonight, we are talking about 1994's Thumbelina animated classic. Maybe. We'll see. So this movie, I actually saw it when it came out. When it came out on video on VHS when I worked at Blockbuster, because the Blockbuster trailer tapes were notoriously horrendous, and we would have accidents with them and some scissors. So we would watch kids' movies all the time, and I probably saw this movie more than I care to remember. So rewatching it was an adventure because I had blocked a lot of it out, apparently. I gave it a very generous, apparently, three popcorn buckets out of five. And you'll see why I say generous in a moment. I was interested to see when I rewatched it how, well, if it gave me flashbacks to that job, but also just, you know, how it held up. And we'll talk about that momentarily. Yaya, what did you rate this movie?
So again, I thought I was lowballing it, but I gave it a 3.5. A lot of it is due to nostalgia. I actually still have the VHS. It is somewhere in my room, in the corner somewhere. It's still there, and it's like little plastic little box thing that it comes in. That smells amazing when you open it. It has like that plasticky smell. You guys know
Love
what
it.
I mean.
Yeah.
Yes. So I give it a 3.5, mostly for nostalgia reasons, but like definitely revisiting it was a trip. And I thought I was lowballing, so
Clamshells. Who
Well,
could forget? Brian, let's hear about your rating.
I'm coming in on a hot two, I think. For Thumbelina, it's I don't know, I don't remember it very good from when I was a kid, but I was a big fan of Don Bluth movies, and this one just kind of felt a little bit lazy. The songs felt a little hard sometimes, and it kind of leaned on celebrity guests. to kind of carry it along. And I don't know, I it was a little bit of a slog. It had its moments. It had, like, I didn't give it a one, but I don't know, I thought it was a little difficult to watch at times for reasons.
That's fair. All right, Liza, what was your popcorn rating for this one?
I gave it 1.5. I grew up, like, my first little neighbor best friend that I had, we were like same age. She had like 5 siblings, and they all, her sisters always talked about Thumbelina in front of me because we'd play out like in the forest and stuff like that. And I was always like enchanted by the idea of this movie. I was so like, so I was really thrilled to like raise my hand to like speak on it, because I was like, I've always wanted a reason to see it. And the only reason I didn't give it, like, I gave it 1.5 and not just one, is probably the beauty of the animation. I mean, I feel like that goes without saying. It's just like the most beautiful. There's some scenes that are so beautiful, like nothing I've ever seen in animation. But then there's a bunch of random like CG transitions in the beginning, and I think literally I wrote out like a spot for spot little list of like throughout the movie of just every little beat and what I thought. And my very first line, like first impression, was, "This is what destroyed my generation." So maybe I can unpack that more later. But a lot of idyllic worldviews that are being thrown every which way, and a lot of love at first sight. And I was like, oh my God. It's just like, I was a 90s kid and it was very idyllic. And it was like, damn, this explains a lot. So maybe I'm just really bitter. That could be it. But I mean, that'll come through probably. But yeah.
No, that's completely fair. I mean, it's based on a Hans Christian Andersen story, and a lot of his stuff, I think Brian said, is, public domain, so it's a fair game. And every straight to video company got their hands on all of them, including this one. There's even a Barbie Thumbelina that, if you want to have horrible nightmares for the rest of your life, my daughter loved those when she was little, the
Oh my
Barbie videos,
gosh.
and they were the
I would
worst
love them.
computer animation ever. So it made everything about this movie like a five popcorn bucket movie.
Wow.
So I think that's why when I was like, oh, this is going to be great, and then I was like, not really, but it's not terrible. But yeah, so nostalgia was a big thing with this movie. For now, I'm going to say my three came because I was raised on Barry Manilow, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, big tunes, and Barry wrote the music for this movie. So there were big, flashy musical numbers in the midst of all of Thumbelina's being very, very nice to everyone, too nice to everyone, and getting taken advantage because of it. So for me, the music was a big thing. He might have been one of my first concerts that I remember, and that man can put on a show. Everybody has a differing opinion on him. I think he's a wonderful composer. He's a wonderful songwriter. He's a wonderful showman. He's not everybody's cup of tea, but he's fabulous. And he
What was my mind
probably made the movie for me, to be honest. Brian, you had said something about the songs. I didn't quite catch what you said. What was that you said? Not, I'm not mad at you. Everybody has their own opinion, of course. So what was your take on the music?
Oh, my take on the music is a lot of the songs in the movie are about what just happened, and it repeats the same verse about 9 times. Like, I just feel like there isn't a song that isn't about, here's exactly what happened in the scene you just saw. We'll sing about it now so you really understand. We're going to repeat this 6 times. Like, it's very, very repetitious music. It's I don't know. There's a few very exposition-y songs that I feel like are a little hard to get through.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah. What do you think about the music? And I agree, Brian. It If you look at it at that level, absolutely.
For me, there's like I want to say there's probably two songs that I still sing to myself, and this is probably the two songs that everyone probably still sings. It's "Let Me Be Your Wings." I have that constantly in my head, and that's like my childhood. Like, I remember watching it as a kid, and I'm like, I want that. I want to be a fairy princess and get like basically stolen in the middle of the night by like a random hot guy.
I wanted to believe in Thumbelina. I wanted to believe in it so much. I've just
I
lived too long. I've lived too long, and I've seen what comes from
Yes.
believing. What is the first song? It's like, anything is possible. Follow
Yes.
your dreams, like,
Oh.
and just like immediately love at first sight, meeting each other's parents immediately, talking about forever. I was just like, I don't know. The birds saying nothing's impossible. And
A
then
lot.
cutting the lily pad, yes, a lot. And then cutting the lily pad and
He sang
swimming.
that song a lot.
He like cuts the lily pad, swims like a fish, and then almost sends her to her death over a waterfall after saying anything's possible. And then it's like
Right.
all the woodland creatures have to band together to intervene and save her life, followed by him then convincing Thumbelina to never fear and follow your heart. Third time, this time with like a rotoscope kick line of birds. Okay, it was like it sent me. It's and
Chaos.
like, I wanted to. I did. I feel bad because I'm like, no, I wanted to believe in it too. I wanted to believe so much in that. Like, oh, this idyllic, beautiful love. I under
Yeah.
when you talk about your childhood, I'm like, I feel like as a child, I would have been. My heart would have been so. T I felt
Yeah.
tender. Watch. I felt tender watching it.
Oh yeah, no,
I
for
did
sure.
because I was just like, ooh. Go ahead. Go
I
ahead.
think
Sorry.
that sorry if that, I think
Yeah.
that's definitely the disadvantage of watching it as an adult and watching it as a kid. As a kid, you have that, like, the innocence makes it so, the innocence of being a child makes it
Yeah.
so beautiful and stuff. And as an adult, now we're jaded, especially us as millennials.
Yeah.
We're like, oh my God. And the other song is "Marry the Mole."
Yeah.
I
Oh, I wasn't expecting that.
Oh, we get right into that now, the Marry the
Wow,
Mole
just go
one.
straight to
I'm just
it.
saying
Super
that's the two
terrifying
songs.
songs. I actually love "Marry the Mole" as a kid. But anyways, those are the two songs that's constantly playing in my head, like throughout like my like 30 plus years of life. So Thumbelina was definitely a huge part of my childhood.
What's the other song that
Oh
is like the
God.
duet between her and the guy?
The Beatle? Or
No.
The Beatle had its own whole deal,
Yeah.
which I thought was like the best song in the whole thing. I love the Beatles
The
song
Beatle
also.
was pretty. That was
Yeah.
some great production value Let's see.
in that whole thing.
Soundtrack. Let's see. It was opening credits. "Let Me Be Your Wings." "Follow Your Heart" is Giacomo. Yeah. So it's him. And, so her song with Cornelius is "Let Me Be Your Wings. Let Me Lift You High Above."
I kind of
Yeah.
my
Is
thoughts
that the
on
new
that
one?
song were like, what if a whole new world from Aladdin sucked shit? That was my impression.
Essentially.
Just like, what if whole new world sucked? That's just like what Let Me Be Your Wings. It's maybe I was just spoiled, but that I had seen like the better version of this scene in a different movie. like. I don't know. That was my first impression of Let Me Be Your Wings. That and just like, wow, this is like, there's a lot of verses to this.
Oh
Is
yeah. And I will say that I was 19 when this movie came out. I never got to see this as a child, and I had already had my first big heartbreak, so I was like, "Look, Thumbelina, this isn't how it works.
too late.
Too
It's
late.
too
You're gonna end up marrying Mr. Mole whether you like it
late.
or not, because that's gonna be your
Ooh.
options. Or maybe that frog.
You
Cornelius
are.
isn't gonna be what
What do
you
you
think he
try,
is."
Thumbelina?
That's right. He's gonna,
Oh
yeah.
Now just imagine Thumbelina Cornelius getting a divorce to like Thumbelina too.
that would be
Yeah.
awesome.
Yeah.
I would love
Like
that.
traumatic heartbreak was like 6 months behind me, and I was just like, he's gonna go back. It's not gonna work. Nope. So, I mean, obviously I've moved on since then, but yeah, it was a different perspective than y'all have. So my sister, though, 8 years younger than me, 9 years younger, saw it that way and loved it. She was all like, and
What are you gonna do?
Yeah. Now, the cast, though. Now, I did feel like because Jodie Benson is Thumbelina, and we all know and love her as the Little Mermaid already. But I feel like sometimes she was trying to not sound like Jodie Benson. Like her voice was very all over the place sometimes. But I mean, it's her. Like her voice is so just distinctive and iconic. And she does, beautiful singing. One thing I noticed, the animation is beautiful, but every so often there would be a scene where somebody's features would just distort in a way where I was like, did I take something bad? Like, was my medicine expired? What happened? So, like her
Boy, I've never
face
seen a mouse
does
do that
this.
before.
Yeah, I
Like,
know.
yeah, like, huh.
Oh, the beauty of hand-drawn animation, guys. The beauty, the horror, whatever. So, yeah, it was an. I haven't watched anything hand-drawn in a while, obviously, because I was like at my desk today going, oh my. So, no, but there, and Charo plays Mrs. They all have very creative names, Mrs. Toad or Ma. Those are some scary frogs. Everyone in this movie is very aggressive towards Thumbelina. Like this
All the
poor
time,
girl. And
like,
she, I mean, the moral of the story of Thumbelina as it was written, because I had to look it up to see if this was one of those Grimm fairy tales situations, which it really isn't so much. But she's just, it's just be kind, which is, yeah, it's a great moral. Be kind to everyone. And but she's a little like doormat kind, like, honey, it's okay to say no.
Devin, that should be the she should end up with no one.
I just,
That would
right.
be a greater moral, because like she really does get pushed around by like every single, like she's always
She's a
getting married
naive,
off
like,
or kidnapped, like.
she's like a naive child. That's why it's so hard to watch as an adult
Yeah.
because you see her getting the repeated messaging from Giacomo. Like, I wrote one of them down because I was so like, what? It was the prince finds you beautiful, and that's all that matters. And I was just like, you are joking. You did not just say that to a group of children. Oh my God. The prince thinks you're beautiful is all that matters. And so he's telling her all this, like, follow your heart, follow your heart.
Very
And then he,
90s.
like, literally sets her up. Yes, very 90s, sets her up. Literally, like, is the reason she's careening towards a waterfall, almost dies, end up like having to then it's just it's very like the plot just jumps so much so quickly, but it is terrifying. It's like a dysto like not I can't even say that because I think Pinocchio is dystopian, but it's I thought of Pinocchio while watching this, but almost
Yeah, totally.
terrifying. Pinocchio's scary because it's like a kid that's like getting kidnapped and like kind of like sold and shit. This is
Technically,
scary.
she was too, if you think about
This is scary
it.
because it's like
Carol
women.
Channing,
And
sex
it's,
trafficker,
yeah, let's just
like
call that
fucking,
like it is.
yeah.
Also, Charo, you know what I mean? Like, essentially, she's trying to pimp her out.
I
Everybody's trying
stole
to
you for
pimp
my
her out.
son. Was the
Like,
whole deal.
they're going to call me Mama now.
It's
It was
just, I
all
don't know.
very scary.
It jumps from all over the place. And mean, it was just her getting, I felt like knocked from thing to thing and being like life just consequence, all because she's beautiful. And that's like the main plot driving point is that she's beautiful and that's all that matters and follow your heart. But then the winds of oh, getting trafficked and pulled away and predator, oh, so predator, every scene so predatory of like
Yes. She's
just her
like 3 days
saying,
old. Like she just came up out of that
yeah,
flower.
exactly. And then like she at one point she
That
does say
prince was
no.
like 28, right? Like she was basically an infant, and that prince was easily mid, like I think they might have said teenagers, but that
I
guy
don't
was like
know. He was a fairy. He could have been like 152.
Very
good fairy years. Yeah, like
You gotta
yeah.
watch out for those fae. They're
Real.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's like a Chinese saying that like 被卖掉还帮人家数钱 means like you get sold and you're counting the money for them. And that's exactly how I felt like as an adult watching this. It's like, girl,
Wow.
girl.
Yeah. They just keep making her dance and sing. Everyone keeps telling her to dance and to
And
sing.
sing.
And we all can agree. I don't know. Like, I'm not a big fan of Euphoria, but Brian isn't even a fan of Euphoria. And he was like, Dude, Mrs. Field Mouse reminds me of that scary woman from Euphoria that's like trying to pimp everybody. And I was like, that was what I thought of. She's like that pimp who's trying to like sell children. It's so like, oh my God. Like the way that the villains too could just find Thumbelina living underground and the prince frozen under ice, but like Thumbelina
Random.
and the prince are looking for each other the entire film and cannot find each other. That also got me. Like that sent me a little bit. Like, I wrote down Miss Field Mouse talks the absolute most reason of anyone the entire film to Thumbelina, just as she is deciding to marry as survi for survival. Giacomo wakes up from being dead and tells Thumbelina, "Get on my back and I'll fly you to the prince." As she tries to tell him the prince is dead, and he just flies off without her.
No, he's not. Goodbye. What, Giacomo, where are you going? What are
Also,
you
you could have just done this the beginning of the movie instead of swimming underwater like a fish and cutting that lily pad that like
need
led
you
to the,
fly me
all
out of there,
this.
Giacomo.
Like you couldn't fly her the whole movie. That was the biggest thing of all for me. Was I mean, I keep saying that, but like you could have flown her the entire time, or you none of this could have happened. You're just reckless. Oh.
Yeah, it was I lost the thread at some point because every time I looked down, she was somebody else was just taking advantage of her. But that all I could think was when it was Gilbert Gottfried, the beetle. And I had looked away because I got an email I had to read, and I looked back down and she's in this amazing outfit, like truly beautiful colors, and then she's singing with the beetle, and I was like, was this really the movie we put on all the time while I was working? I mean, and then Little Rascals came out, so we put that on all the time. But you know, this was just chaos. This movie was chaos.
The Gilbert Godfrey of it all was so, he shows up, he brings her to a nightclub, he convinces other beetles that she's a beetle, so she's attractive. Then the beetles find out she's not a beetle and call her ugly, and then he kicks her out of the nightclub, and that is why did we do all of that? What was the point of all of this? It was the most random scene.
Maybe it's that's the only scene they're teaching children. See, other people will find you ugly, doesn't mean that you're ugly.
No, that movie just teaches you that people that are different than you will find you ugly, and that's a terrible lesson also. So
But like Gilbert Godfrey was all over her a second ago. Like you're
yes,
the most
way
beautiful
too
thing I've
much all
ever
over
seen.
her.
Like just like come be with me and be my wife and dance at this nightclub, apparently. And she was into it. She was like, yeah, I'm having a good time.
Hey,
Oh
but
shit.
she would have great coverage if she ever got in an accident. So it's fine. She would have Affleck and she'd be set. So Affleck, not Affleck. Maybe Affleck, I don't know. But yeah, that beetle part, it didn't get better because then it's winter and this 4-day-old small child who emerged from a flower made by a nice witch for a lady who wanted a baby. You know, it doesn't get any better when you say it out loud. Yeah, this is of course when she encounters the lovely and talented Carol Channing as a sex trafficking field mouse, apparently.
Yep, there it
You
is.
know,
I mean, that's what it is. I mean, like,
she like talks sense to her at first. Like at
she
first,
did. She did.
she's and like you like to your point. Like, yeah, you probably should do this because like you got to secure the bag. It's a rough road out there for a pretty girl, man. You got to really make sure you're protected. Like that's
Settle.
just what woman to woman trying to survive. I get it, but then it got all weird because then she was like all on the side of the mole and was like, oh yeah, I'll trade her out for some money, sure.
In the original Hans Christian Andersen story, I'm pretty sure it goes when Thumbelina ends up being like, I don't want to marry this gross mole. I think Mrs. Fieldmouse actually marries the mole after she rejects it.
Yeah, I
Like
think so.
he's
She
like, I
does in
want
the
to marry.
movie too. It's just in the post credits.
Is it?
Oh,
That like
okay.
the I
I didn't
think
make
it's
it
like
that far.
the
Is that it?
it's like a little like art thing where it just shows like it's just like the illustrations. It's not like a like post credit scene, but it's like, oh, illustrations.
Wow.
Oh.
I had no
Yeah,
idea.
missed that part.
Oh yeah.
Smart.
The credits
Smart.
images reveal that Beetle's wings regrew. He resumed his pop career. Oh, thank goodness. Grundle has survived the fall and married a female toad. I'm sure his mom's thrilled. And Mr. Mole marries Miss Field Mouse. Okay. Oh yeah, so they
Wow.
did. That's okay. I never paid attention to the credits art because back then post-credit scenes weren't a thing. So you just figured it was like it's just art. I mean, I
I
was
thought that
19.
frog straight up died. Like we did, like I thought we saw him, we see him fall off a cliff with the prince, and then the prince just sort of shows up two scenes later.
I
like
feel
just
like, well,
like
plot armor.
I like that she escaped via key, via jewel avalanche with a key, which was probably like one of the coolest parts of the whole fucking
Yeah,
movie,
it
if I can be
was.
honest with you.
Was there any Snow
It
White though, like where the evil witch was trying to do it, but she gets like instead.
Oh yeah, I was wanting to rewatch Snow White after I watched this. It's so funny you say that because I was like, I want to watch Snow White all of a sudden. So that's a really interesting parallel to like bring up. But I thought that jewel avalanche with the key was like unique. But then it
It
was
looks
like,
awesome for sure.
yeah. But then like the prince and the toad fall, and we're like, wait, where did they go? And then like, after Giacomo's like, get on my back, I'll fly you to the prince. Then he doesn't, of course. Everything he promises, just immediately he just, redacts. Like it's just like brings her to an icy tree, forces her to sing against her will. She's like, no, I don't want to sing. So many broken promises, Giacomo. So many broken promises. And then he's like, I'm gonna go find the prince, and just leaves her like defenseless after all this kidnapping this girl has undergone. You're gonna leave her like, oh, defenseless with those woodland bugs. I'm sorry. I'm just like,
Dude, now I'm like looking back at my childhood. I'm like, Giacomo was my favorite character. And I'm like,
he like doesn't he
not
I
helpful.
my
Like he's less
favorite
helpful than he implies that he is.
Yeah.
I wrote down a note that says Giacomo doesn't listen to a single thing Thumbelina even says. The whole movie. It's so frustrating.
Oh my gosh, he's just a shitty Jiminy Cricket.
Yeah.
He is.
That sums
He
it up so
is.
good. Yes.
He's
He
a Jiminy
is.
Cricket was bad at his job, and Jiminy Cricket was not good at his job, but at least he
What's that?
tried.
He tried.
Like Giacomo's like, follow your heart, everything will be fine. You are beautiful, so you'll be good. That's my
Yeah.
whole lesson.
And I said it in a French accent, so it's charming.
I sort
Which
of.
makes
Oh
it
yeah.
true.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm still trying to figure out where I mean, they had every accent on the planet in this movie, but it took place in France, right? I also liked the opening scene with the stained glass, and I'm like, are we just ripping off every Disney movie right now at once? Like the whole Renaissance run of movies is being ripped off, except maybe Lion King. Nobody held Thumbelina up and sang in African, but
The prince lifted her up for a little bit and
oh, he
told
did,
her.
right?
Oh, he did,
Yep.
didn't he? Yeah.
You're right. We hit them all.
Oh.
We got them all.
Although the best character in the movie to me was the Princess Bee. The Princess
Yeah.
Bee was the
Bumblebee.
best character in the film because it was the only bug or animal that wasn't wearing clothes or trying to act like a person. Is that weird to anyone else that like all the other bugs, all the other animals are clothed and acting like people, but this bee just looks and acts like a bee.
Just a bee.
Like, and I respect it for that. Like,
Yeah.
I
Oh my God. It's like the whole Goofy and Pluto like argument.
yeah. It's
Yeah.
like it's that bee's being a Pluto in a world full of goofies. And if they say in the Disney universe that's an option. You can be one or the other. It's your choice. Like
Trying to see who else in here. Oh, John Hurt was Mr. Mole. So that's a big
Oh.
get.
Oh,
Yeah.
no kidding.
Yeah. And we talked Carol Channing, got Gilbert Gottfried, Charo, of course, as Mrs. Toad. I mean, she's iconic. I mean, she's more like I grew up watching her like on The Muppet Show. I think she was on, she probably was guest star on The Gong Show. She was just such a, like when I was coming up in the late 70s, early 80s, she was on every type of variety show and stuff. So I just was used to seeing her being herself. And they actually animated her, that frog, so well with like her actual like movements and stuff like that. And she's still very much like that. She's still very I don't know. I just saw her on something recently on, and I was just like, oh my God, look at her. She's amazing. She's still going. She's still
Oh, yes.
very youthful. And I it made me happy though, because I'm like, man, I was little and I remember watching you and you were not young then. So
Yeah,
look at you
Charles
go,
is
girl.
still out there hoochieing and coochieing like as much as he did back in the day. Like,
I was shocked to see Charles there. I won't lie. I was not expecting that Charles voice to come out of that frog at first. But that's what happened. And
I think they
love.
reached in a bag and just pulled names out.
And feels
Honestly.
like Charo.
Kenneth Mars, who I'm pretty sure did a voice in Little Mermaid also. I think he was Triton. Maybe. I don't know. But yeah, there were a lot of the there was a lot of animals and or and bugs in this. And I the jitterbugs, the little troop of bugs, they were weird looking. That's not how it's not how bugs looked, but they were very
Unhelpful.
well, yeah. I mean, jitterbugs, you know.
I'm just glad that Gilbert Godfrey acknowledges in the movie that I noticed this right away. In the mole's house, he's got beetles pinned to the wall by the hundreds with pins, which we've seen. They are like people. Like, so the mole is a mass murderer with a huge collection of corpses pinned to his wall that
Moles
Thumbelina
can't see. He
walks
doesn't know
by.
what he's doing.
I mean, it's just, I'm glad that Gilbert, like, he actually says, like, you know what the mole does? He kills you. He stabs you through the chest and pins you to the wall. And that, I'm glad it was acknowledged, like, that the mole's a mass murderer.
And this
It's
movie was
pretty
made for
badass.
children.
Yeah.
You know what scene like bothered me as a kid, as an adult, when like Giacomo was in the mouth of the was it the fox? And there was like saliva and everything.
So graphic.
Wait,
Like,
wait.
yeah. Was it the fox? I think it was the fox, right? He was in the mouth. Was it the fox or a bear? He was like one, he was in a mouth, wasn't
Yes.
he?
It was a bear, right? Like, isn't there a scene where he gets like chomped by a bear and he's like holding it up? Like, but it's
Something
like,
like that.
am I
yeah.
tripping? When did this
Am I tripping? Let's
I
see.
must be tripping here. I don't know what.
Wasn't there a scene where he was in a mouth and he was trying to get out of it?
I don't remember this at
Yes.
all. What is wrong with me?
Hold
I was
on.
so
Let's
thrown by
see.
this.
I mean, a
It's
lot happens in this fucking movie. Like, so much.
does.
Like, to keep track of it all is impossible.
Apparently they consider that minor enough not to affect the plot because it's not in the plot summary that I have. But Kenneth Mars did voice King Triton. It does
Ooh.
tell me that much at least. So my memory is not completely shot. Yay. But yeah,
King
the, and
Triton is a
you're
great name.
right. There is a lot of chaotic shenanigans going on in this movie that wouldn't surprise me that that doesn't even make it into the plot. I may have, if I remembered that when I saw it, cheered for him to actually bite down. Giacomo sort of was getting on my nerves by a certain point in the movie.
He has one song that he sings 8 times in this movie.
And then he
It's a
just
lot.
continues to like
It's a
cause
lot.
chaos and abandon her and just be like, follow your heart, but see ya. You can't
But
fly
you're
on my back.
pretty.
Yeah, you're pretty, and that's what matters. See ya.
She needed
Oh.
Merida to intervene and be like, girl, no. Go back to your mom, learn some life skills, take care of yourself first. Then maybe if you find a nice guy and you guys are like equal, then it's fine. But
It's at
you know.
47 minutes. He's in the mouth and there's saliva and the tongue is going. Yes, 47 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, I thought you I remembered that, like a distinct
Did I just
scene
I must have blocked this out of my mind. I'm
of
just like, it was that
it's a lot.
traumatizing.
It is
Yeah.
a lot. The thing, everything is happening because you technically have three storylines like merged into one and you're getting cut into different things. So you're trying you're like maybe as a kid it worked because kids are like that. But now you're just having to keep up. Like because Thumbelina is like lost. Giacomo's looking for Cornelius. Cornelius is looking for like Thumbelina. And it's just like
Oh,
all these things are happening at once.
I forgot the prince was doing anything in the movie. Like, he's in the movie too. He
Yeah,
was
he's
just
not.
playing with the bumblebee
I
and
forgot.
trying to avoid responsibility. That's
And
what he's
getting
doing.
trapped under ice,
Yeah.
and that's about it.
I remember his mom served the purpose of stating the
Yeah.
The princess, the queen, all she did was relay the plot to the audience anytime she was on screen. Just like, you're looking for this girl now that you've been waiting for 2 weeks and haven't found her yet? That's what's going on? Well, I forbid it. Like all she did was just like remind us of what was
We
happening in
can't delay
the
the frost for more than a day.
movie. We can't.
But
We
why?
can't.
It's like they knew it was utter chaos and that they needed the exposition to kind of keep people on track with what was happening.
It just felt a little
Oh.
lazy. Like I've like Don Bluth is like an animation legend. Like he has like amazing movies out there, but this one just
American
felt
Tail.
it this felt like more of a movie loaf. This felt like a bunch of pieces of movie shaped and formed, like chunks of movie shaped and formed into a whole like feature length affair, like with very little cohesion and like
It feels like a project where you're trying to get sponsors and you're just like fluffing things up.
You
So
can
like you
tell
yeah.
where they skimped on like the budget and to save for this part where they like you could tell a lot of money went into this. And it felt like that
Totally.
discrepancy, the whole movie is like that, those weird like in the beginning, those CGI transitions that are like this, that you're like, where the
There's the
heck?
budget. There's the budget right there. We're looking at
Yep.
it. Oh,
There's
there it
anything where the
comes.
fairies glitter, I mean, beautiful, all that stuff at
Yeah.
the end, the like rainbow. I could watch that scene forever. I can't even describe it. I can't even describe that final scene. It was beautiful, but it's like you, it's like I feel like it's like a jet ski almost. That's what it feels like. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, it's like, oh, it's beautiful. Oh my God. But most of it is like, I don't know. And then the plot just doesn't make
The
up
frogs are
for
when
it.
you hit the water on the jet ski every
Yes, every time, absolutely, 100%. They make you feel some sort of way.
Well, they captured Charo's like movements and some of her facial expressions. Yeah, hitting the water. It was very rough.
Yep.
Very rough animation on the frogs. I'm like, was this and some part of me when I was watching it was like, was some of this intentional? Like, so
Yeah, is it
I
supposed to be like hard to watch? Like,
was
is it supposed to be like painful to look at this eyesore?
borderline grotesque. Like, what's happening here? Maybe it
It's like,
was.
yeah, some of it felt like rotoscoped. It was so clean, but then it's like, then it was like rotoscoped, but kind of like a TikTok rotoscope, like a real budget rotoscope.
Yeah.
Like it's some of it was amazing, but then like in that same scene, it would like peter out and kind of like, oh, the face is no. Oh, the body doesn't move. Oh.
It's almost like AI is where you're like, hey, that picture's really cool. Why are there eight fingers?
Oh, that's too many eyes.
Yeah, there's something wrong here. Hold on. How many arms does that person have? Where's that hand from? Yeah. It was off unsettling. Some of it was
Very.
unsettling, some of it was just downright like so it was yeah, there were varying degrees. That the jet ski is a great analogy because sometimes you're like ah and then sometimes you're like ooh and then they're like ugh. So
Yeah.
This is
that
a jet ski
barnyard
ride of a
scene.
movie. That's a very like yeah.
If I could get rid of one scene in the whole movie, it would be that barnyard scene. Where what that what was that? I'm sorry. Music wise too, I've got to knock it there. There's some songs that hey, I thought were definitely
Yeah.
decent and good.
That song is 40 minutes long if it's a minute.
The
That song
barnyard scene.
goes
This
on
movie's not even
forever.
2 hours long, but that
It
was a
was
40-minute song.
I think that's the one that just goes like Thumbelina over
Thumbelina.
which is what
Oh.
has been in my head since we got the email. I've just been
Oh.
going around going randomly going Thumbelina
No. Thumbelina.
at my desk at work, like under my breath, Thumbelina. Like, no, God, no, I have to listen to something else.
Oh my
So yeah,
God.
it's taken over my life.
Oh God, thank God my earworms isn't that one. Oh God.
I know, yeah. I'm like, okay, I need to cleanse my brain after this, put on something, I don't know anything else. It's okay, my son is often giving me movie recommendations and he's given me a list. So I think it's gonna be Jackie Brown. So that's my next watch, which will cleanse my brain,
What?
hopefully,
No.
completely.
Palate
Palette
cleanser.
cleanser.
From this
Yeah.
film. Yeah.
So We have a message in the chat from Q-Ball, who is with us, and let's see. Lil Nico Tiffy is also in there. And I cannot read. Oh, I think Papucci. Trying to pronounce these is like trying to pronounce some of the medicines I have to deal with at work. So Q-Ball says, I do remember the movie. It is a good children's movie. I don't know, that's questionable after some of the stuff we've talked about. And I think there's something missing. The jokes that both the kids and adults can laugh at, but I think it's the dry kids' humor that was a little bit of a downer. I think that just means different things to different people. Definitely, definitely. Yeah, and it's hard to make a movie, right, that both kids and adults can enjoy. But is it because Animaniacs? My kids could watch that and I could watch it with them. You
Right.
know, there was a number of things that my kids could watch and I could enjoy with them that was not offensive and not, you know, a bad message like this wasn't a great message that I would love my kids to watch.
Think
So
about the whole purpose of actors like Gilbert Godfrey and Charo. Like, that was supposed to be like a sort of kind of lazy attempt at appealing to parents as well as children. Like, hey, you know this person, you like this person from things that you
watch them play a predator.
what's Carol Channing,
You're
please?
welcome.
Channing, like you've never seen her before.
Carol
Always think
Channing.
of Carol Channing as the White Rabbit from that one interpret.
Alice in Wonderland.
Alice in Wonderland, where Carol Channing is the White Rabbit, and she has some pretty amazing scenes in that. I mostly just remember her screaming the word raspberries, like raspberry, like just in that Carol Channing-y way. That's like the first thing I think of for some reason whenever I know Carol Channing is her as the White Rabbit
I
from
feel like if you have
Alice in Wonderland.
Gilbert Gottfried in a movie, you don't need Carol Channing because that's two voices that are way too much alike. Like you can
Oh.
only have one of those. Two is too many. Two is too many.
Yeah.
I mean, she's a legend.
I'm still processing that. I'm like, Carol Channing, we've got Gilbert
No.
Gottfried, Carol Channing,
It's just like they got
Gilbert
those voices that are just like so ex like you can identify them right
Yeah.
away. Like, well then again, I guess Charo's kind of that way, but
Charo.
a different way. In a different way. Like
I mean, they
Charo's
should have just thrown in Phyllis Diller for the trifecta at that point.
awesome. Like,
I could have seen her as Mrs. Fieldmouse very easily. That would have been
oh wow,
peak casting.
yeah.
I want to see Rue McClanahan from the Golden Girls in there. That would have been like, just
Oh.
like she would have been a better field mouse, I think.
She would have been a great field mouse, actually.
Yeah.
Man, I miss her. She was so great. Oh, all our Golden Girls. Oh man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When I write my letterboxed on this one tonight, it's not going to be 3 stars. It's going to be entertaining, though. So, that's for sure.
That's the goal.
Man. So, I've just, yeah, this one. So, as kids' movies go today, would this movie get made today? The
Probably,
yeah.
way.
I think
I,
so.
yeah, yes, like.
Way, but I'm like thinking, like, hold on, kids' movies now today are kind of worse.
I mean, like, depends where you're
They're
looking.
not as
Yeah,
pretty.
I think
They're
this
not,
could
no.
get made today by, like, there are things. Like, look at shit like Cocomelon. Like, they just crap that out.
That's
Like,
the, I feel like artistically, no. Artistically, no.
No.
Plot wise, it depends on which plot point, I guess, or what you're talking to, rhythmic or whatever it
It
is,
is
but.
weirdly true to the original Thumbelina, though. Like, it's bad, but it's also like old fairy tales were kind of bad.
If we're
Like,
talking about, I just, for me,
it's pretty mild for those, though.
if it was made today, animation wise, no. But
No.
soulless cash grab for some
Oh,
kids' money, Absolutely.
Oh yeah.
Non-copyrighted material we can slap onto a
The
screen and
live
sell
action
for?
Thumbelina
Hell yeah.
sequel.
Thumbelina gets divorced from Cornelius.
Man, I love that scene. That's so
That is the movie we
amazing.
all need right
It is just
there.
like thinking about
Disenchanted
I
3.
was four
Oh
days.
God.
The divorce song would be so good. I was 4 days old and he came in through the window. I didn't know left from right.
Oh boy.
I have to get away from him because he's pretty predatorial, and there's the whole matriarchy of fairies I know nothing about.
Oh my
It would be a
God.
great opportunity. It would be a great opportunity to speak on consent and a whole lot of things to teach kids some good lessons that this movie did not.
That'd be awesome. I see the hell out of the sequel that
I'd
covers
stand that movie.
Thumbelina fights back or something. I don't
The
know. Bugs
Thumbelina,
out.
the redemption arc.
Oh man, that,
Back, he's 9 days old now.
Oh
She's gonna take revenge on everybody.
God.
I just see her
It's really her just making flower bouquets because she's so kind, right? She's
So
so nice to
kind.
everyone, but like to the point of like a type of naivete we haven't seen, and maybe since I think maybe Enchanted, because Giselle is very much like that. The whole like, are you, it's like, were you born yet? Well, actually, yeah, she was born yesterday, so you know, yeah, she was, yeah. So stop trying to marry her. That's really disturbing. But yeah, I forgot about the whole came out of a flower a few days ago kind of thing. But you know, allegory and symbolism and all the stuff that he's known for, like the Little Mermaid. I mean, at least it wasn't like that. Nobody turned into sea
Bubbles.
foam or, you know, had their legs. See, Little Mermaid is so brutal, like the
Yeah,
actual story.
but Little Mermaid was based on his own heartbreak and his
Right,
inability, so
right.
that
That would
makes
have been
sense.
the story I wrote in 94.
Yes.
Doesn't the Little Mermaid in the original end up like dried up on a rock somewhere? Like,
She
doesn't she die in the end of the
turns
original?
into
She turns
sea foam
into, yeah,
or
sea
like
foam.
bubbles.
Because he marries someone else, and she,
My
so she,
gosh.
oh, it's awful.
Oh yeah, no, what was it? Like
That's
her,
real.
the original ones is like she gets legs, but like because they were split down the middle, it feel the description was that like she feels like she's walking on fire with every step she takes.
Oh
She
my
supposed,
God.
and then when her husband gets like, you know, gets married, she's supposed to kill him. Like her sisters like sold their hair or something like that to like the sea witch to get like a dagger so that if she can like if she's able to like kill her husband and like his new wife, well, not her husband, but like the prince and his new wife, she can go back to being a mermaid with her family. But she's like, no, I love him. And then
Oh my God. That's
Wow.
like a realer life
Yeah,
lesson.
absolutely. Because it was based on his inability, because you know he was not like he was gay, and he loved this man, and he couldn't be. And this was actually the Little Mermaid was written as a love letter and like his own feelings, and that's why the ending is so, which is sad.
Wow.
Yeah,
Yeah. See,
this
that's
wasn't
really cool though.
it.
Like,
This
pretty
wasn't
cool
it.
story though. Like, I don't know. Like, bold choices. I got to admire it in some ways.
Yeah. All right, so Q says, I have to say, I see three beautiful ladies and a handsome gentleman making me smile tonight after what I went through yesterday. Yaya knows. I just want to say thank you. So Q appreciates us. Thank you, Q. We appreciate you. You are always here and always enriching us in the chat. And he also redeemed You're So Punny for Liza. So
My gosh.
in the next course of
Oh
the
God.
conversation, Liza, it's time to come up with a pun, which with all these bugs and animals and stuff, I mean,
I feel like you
there's.
guys are gonna beat me to it. I'm like, oh, let me think, but
Take your
you know,
time. Yeah. Food and drinks in the film, there really wasn't a lot, except, you know, the bird was almost somebody's food. That would have been great. Unfortunately, it didn't happen.
Man, was there no feasting done in this movie? That feels weird. Like, I'm thinking back. Like,
Was there no drinks? Didn't the mole have something? No,
oh no, they were all
no.
too busy trying to marry Thumbelina,
You know what? Yeah,
like
that's true.
disguise her as a bug or
No
marry
time
her off to someone else.
for
There's no time to eat or drink when there's a single miniature woman running around, okay?
I'm very rich and hate sunlight. I have no like
You know what? I would have married the mole. I want to be very rich and I hate sunlight.
John Hurt.
You know, it's
You
not
could
the
do
worst.
worse.
It's a mole. He's gonna live like what, 2.5 years, and then get
He
like
can't see, so he's not going to see how many Amazon packages come.
Yeah, right? That place has got like all the like, man, that mole had a lot of jewels. What was he doing with all that gold and jewels? He's a mole.
Can't
I didn't
see
even.
it.
Hoarding it. Next week on Hoarders, Mr. Mole.
Then quite the collection.
I don't think that Yao-Yao is like wrong for that necessarily, for the you would marry the mole thing, because if you really think about it, he's the only character in the entire film that doesn't see her and actually just is like, I just want her
He's told
companionship.
she's beautiful.
Doesn't he
Like,
get like killed or something though?
no,
Like,
because he marries
no.
the field mouse. He's
Yeah,
yeah. Oh,
they
yeah.
chase Thumbelina out of the cave, but the jewels collapse and they just kind of
Get
are
stuck.
out of the movie now. I
Well,
don't
that's
know
why they
why.
had to get married, because they were trapped.
Yeah.
We had no choice.
Why did he have so many jewels? Was that like a thing he did?
He's
I feel
rich.
like,
He's
yeah,
that
he's
was his whole
rich.
thing. He's
I
a rich
feel like it
guy.
might have been an allusion to Hades. It probably wasn't an allusion to Hades kind of thing. You know how Hades is the
Oh.
god of the underworld, but also the god
Yeah.
of riches, and she's like Persephone.
Okay,
Yeah.
yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And with her,
That's
like, yeah.
a flower child type of affair. But
Yeah.
yeah.
Interesting.
There's only one food in the movie, it seems, and it was the pie in the move in the beginning with the
Oh, want
thumbelina.
that song out of my head now, please.
I've never said this phrase in my life. I hate the dog in this movie. I hate the dog with the
A
bald spot.
hero?
I hate
I hated his
him
head. He
do
had like a
anything.
weird.
I've never disliked a dog
Yeah.
in my life. I really didn't like the dog. Every time I saw it, I was like, oh, just fucking come on. Get out of there.
Yeah.
The dog drove me insane. Like,
When you don't like the dog and the bumblebee is the only redeeming quality of a movie, there's some issues. And you look at the other stuff that blew. I mean, so my best friend in high school and I, and we are still very good friends, we would get together on the weekends and just sit and watch the Land Before Time movies
Hell yeah.
and
Don
cry.
Bluth at his damn finest.
Yes, and Fievel, you know,
American Tail.
American
I stand
Tale,
corrected.
and Fievel Goes West, and yeah, just iconic movies. And this one, I think it wanted to be that. He did something else too. Why am I blanking? Did he do
All
something else?
Dogs Go to Heaven?
Oh, see that? I can't do that one. That
That's
one
my
makes me
favorite.
cry like ugly, ugly crying.
You can never
So
come back, Charlie. You
my
can
cat's
never
name is
come
Charlie,
back.
so there's no way I could watch it now either.
Oh.
So yeah. Yeah, no. I actually have a graphic and I post it way too often, and it's 0 days since I cried over a cat I've never met. So because I cry over cats on the internet like daily. But
Sure.
yeah, so animals have a big spot in my heart. Yeah, All Dogs Go to Heaven. I can't do it. I tried.
That's like my favorite one though. I
And I
like
know it's
I love that
wonderful.
movie.
And number
Which
two is really good too. Oh,
one?
the second one.
Oh yeah, I forgot there was a sequel
There's two.
and an animated series that actually wasn't terrible.
What? It wasn't terrible.
Okay. They don't like continuously have dogs going to heaven, right, though?
Yes.
Oh
Well,
no! Well,
it's
not in the second.
mostly.
Okay, the second one. Okay, it's not like they die.
Okay,
It's
okay.
that like he's kind of not a good dog, and
So
it's kind of like teetering between like going to heaven and ending up in hell.
he's in doggy purgatory? Kind
yeah,
of. He has to
okay.
redeem himself, kind of thing, because
Okay.
he's not a good person. He's not a good dog.
Don't know if
The
you're
bad
familiar
boy.
with the 100 Deeds for Eddie McDowell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
Show about a
okay.
dog that had to redeem himself, and it was a very much a hey, you got some good deeds to do on Earth scenario.
Okay.
Like, yeah,
Or you end up in hell.
where you go to doggy hell,
Or
which is full
doggy
of
hell.
cats.
No, that sounds like heaven. No, I was kidding.
Yeah, hell is full of cats and dogs. It's just like it's sort of like the old adage of every dog's a boy and every cat is a girl. Every cat goes to hell and every dog goes to heaven. That's just the
The old
science,
adage.
the old adadge, just like
It is
I
classic.
saw All Dogs Go to Heaven, but I don't remember it very well. I think I haven't rewatched because I remember it being sad.
It's very sad, like
Especially
for
the
sure.
first one, yeah.
I can just see the little girl, Charlie's like the little girl crying, and the little girl in the with the dark hair and I think a blue dress, and that's my memory of it, and I'm like, nope, not watching that. Nope.
Now, this movie, like Thumbelina, gets like crazy with its subplots, with like its frogs meeting bugs, having themes of chasing
Why aren't they eating
princes.
them?
Yeah, like just all of this stuff going on. But like, I feel like I've seen other Don Bluth movies be a little more derailed, but still, like, you ever see Rockadoodle?
Oh yeah,
Oh my
what a film.
God.
That movie makes no sense, but I remember like really liking it, like a lot. Like it's about a rooster that needs to crow or the sun won't rise, but then the sun rises anyway for some reason, and then he becomes a drunk Elvis parody, and owls want to kill him. I don't know. It's another Don Bluth movie that
The
makes
owls
no
are
sense,
evil,
but
though.
yeah.
Anastasia is also Don Bluth. I just remember that too.
Yes, and so is
Oh
A
shit,
Troll in
really?
Central Park.
A Troll in Central Park is yeah, but
Well,
like I
yeah.
always forget that Anastasia is
It
also.
I had no idea Anastasia was a Don Bluth
How do
movie.
you know, like, what defines a Don Bluth movie?
It's
It's
what he
directed
worked.
by Don Bluth.
Yeah.
He wrote and directed it.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, what characteristics
It's the
of it?
face. He actually, it's most, a lot of it is the face. All
Of
the
the
guys.
characters?
All the guys'
Yes.
face look exactly the same. Like
Oh
Dimitri and
my
Cornelius
gosh.
looks exactly
Twins.
alike.
Twins,
All the
yeah.
girls look alike, and they have like the iconic like round cheeks, and
Yeah.
then the guys have that chin and that kind of stuff. And it's also like the way that he like the art and the animation is very distinctively his. It has like a, it's not like Disney where it's like so like clean and everything. It has that little. It feels like I call it. It looks a little gray. Like it has like that little gray like sheen on it for me personally, but it adds a vibrance. It's very jewel toned. There we go. It's
Yeah.
very jewel toned.
It's not
I
like
think of
high
him too.
contrast. Is that like, yeah. Okay.
I feel like a running thing in his movies is you will have your main female and your main male, and they will look like people, and every other character will look like a cartoon.
Yes.
Like it's very like you can tell who's important because they look really pretty.
Yep.
Everyone else is comic relief.
Yeah.
Yeah, Secret of Nim is a good example of that because Miss the main mouse, she or whatever,
Yeah.
she
Yeah.
looks, she's very like that. Yeah, he's done a lot. He's done too much. Dragon Slayer, he's done too
Oh
much.
yeah, Dragon.
Oh yeah, Dragon Slayer and Space Ace. He like did a few like arcade games that were like really big in the 80s that were like big deal arcade games because they
And
weren't
then
really like
yeah.
games. They were like,
Stories. They were
yeah.
very like, because it was all too. He was trying to like do this whole like making games different. Because during that time, games were very like the generic like bit the pixels. But his was full on animated, and it died out because no, it wasn't like if you actually played like Dragon Quest, it's not a very
Just watch it on YouTube. You don't need to play
yeah.
this.
But then
Yeah.
the reason why it recently came back was because of Stranger Things, because it
That's
was.
right. It was like wicked expensive in the arcade too. It was like
Yeah.
$5 worth of quarters you had to pump in, but like, and you'd be dead in like a second
Oh
if
yeah,
you didn't.
yes, it's so hard to get through. And that's why a lot of people didn't like it in the end. It's because you couldn't reach the end. And so like it just became unpopular. You couldn't find anymore. And then Stranger Things came out, and now you can actually get it on the Nintendo Switch.
Yeah. I just
Well, if
like
you
to
don't
watch the
gotta,
movie.
yeah, if you don't gotta load quarters into it, Dragon Slayer is a great game. Like, just watch it. Space Ace, too. He did another one called Space Ace that was like beautifully animated, but impossible to survive a second in to enjoy the animation.
Yeah.
Like,
So
I
Don
came
Bluth is
up.
crazy.
I came up with
Yeah.
my pun, but it's not very good for
All
Q.
right, let's
It was
hear it.
like Thumbelina, more like. I always do this kind of format.
Yes, I'm very excited.
Thumbelina, more like two thumbs down, Belina.
That's
Yeah,
It's okay. Q also put a joke in the chat. He says it's pretty bad, but I think it's pretty funny. It's a little punny also. What's the Karate Kid's favorite food to eat? Ramen on, ramen off.
I'm trying to think of stuff from the Karate Kid, like.
I have a partner who's obsessed with Cobra Kai, so anything I think of would be from his continual watching. It's either Cobra Kai or Better Call Saul on my TV almost constantly when he's home. So, which is half of that's not bad, and then the other half's Cobra Kai. No, I enjoy it. It's just I can't watch it as much as he does. Which is
What
a
does the
lot. So,
Karate Kid enjoy? I'm dying to know. I can't think of
ramen on, ramen off.
it.
Which actually, is that an Anastasia pun?
I was gonna say Romanoff.
Romanoff.
There's more to this.
There is. We could go
There's
with that.
layers.
Now we're doing word association. Look what you started,
We're
Q.
making a whole conspiracy theory right now, guys. Tom
It was
bring up more
Rasputin.
board because I'm about to
Roman,
connect
Roman.
Thumbelina to the Romanoff.
It was the bird. I knew it.
He is
Yeah, you're
French.
right. You're right.
It's the bird.
Is the last thing I want to say about the bird. He
Okay.
had human
He sang this song.
hands. He had human hands at the end of his wings that acted like big draping sleeves,
Yeah.
and I really bothered me. And that's the last thing I have to say about Giacomo.
I didn't
Like,
notice the
I didn't
hand.
like his
Oh, now
body.
I'm not gonna look.
He had little hands at the end of his wings, but like his wings draped like fabric, and I didn't love looking at it
And then
at
when
all.
it got impaled by the thorn, it like
Yeah.
apparently like completely incapacitated him fully.
He's
Like
like, I
he
have a
forgot
thorn in my wing. I can't
that
fly. I can't fly. And then he does,
happened. That's
like 2 seconds
horrifying.
later. They take the they take
He's a liar.
the
He
thorn.
absolutely
He is.
knows. It's just a liar. So
From
horrible
the
liar.
get-go, from the jump, he's a liar.
Dude,
He's
he couldn't
just.
even pull it out himself. Thumbelina had to do the thing, and it was kind of weird. Have you noticed that scene with him? Like she's like, like comforting him, and he's just like,
I'm dying. Please let me die.
man, that poor girl. She just never got a moment's peace. Well, this has been the most entertaining conversation I've had in a while. That is all the time we have to talk about Thumbelina from 1994 today. I want to thank from the bottom of my heart Liza and my brain just went blank. Liza and Brian and Yaya. Liza, tell the people where they can find you.
My handle is the Red Banshee, all one word, on Instagram more so these days.
Perfect. Awesome. Thank you so much. Yaya,
Yeah.
where can we find you?
Well, you can find me all over the place. That sounds terrible. I'm like Thumbelina. I'm getting like dragged all over the place with the You can find me here on Twitch at My Hamachi. I stream Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It does go for longer today. I went to like 7. You can find me on YouTube at J Palace Yaya, where I make videos about Chinese culture, history, and all that fun stuff. And you can find me on other socials like Twitter, Instagram, and all that fun stuff, either at J Palace Yaya or at My Hamachi.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And how about you, Brian?
You can find me at Wayward Scientist. I hang out on TikTok mostly, Instagram sometimes, and I post like obscure media content, like old TV shows. I do little commentary sometimes. I'm working on a new real play podcast with Monster of the Week with some people right now, called Trucks. That should be like hitting somewhere soon. Yeah, Wayward Scientist pretty much across the board.
Awesome. Well, my name is Jen, and I have been your host this evening. You can find me on Instagram, do_as_Peggy says, or you can follow the adventures of my cosplay group, the West Coast Avengers, as we volunteer across California at California Avengers. And you can see my attempts at movie reviews, sometimes one word, sometimes a sentence, sometimes way too many sentences. And I am Peggy Says on Letterboxd. Thank you so much for tuning in. Be sure to join our Discord to keep the conversation going, as well as subscribing to all platforms at Nom Talk Network. Tune in this Friday to Basic Binges and discuss Fallout episodes 1 and 2. Until then, again, I'm Jennifer, and you guys have a nomerific day. Bye.
Bye.